This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on Dr. Dahlia. Sorry, I don't know why we're going to be talking about this topic. 1-877-DOC-DALY, 1-877. I really need better content. 1-877-DOCDALI. Okay, so every time I change the subject to something non-really headliny, newsy on the show, it's because it happened to me. So obviously last night I had a sex dream, okay? And it was weird as usual. My sex dreams are very weird. And the big reason is because I don't really get to have sex in the dream. So, many of you know I have a huge crush on Viggo Mortensen. Okay, Viggo Mortensen was Aragorn. He was in Eastern Promises. He was in, gosh, so many movies. 28 Days, which I liked him a lot, and I thought he was gorgeous. That was one of my favorite looks of his. So, gorgeous guy. And every now and then he's in my dream. And last night, I don't remember a lot. It's really fragmented, but it's weird. And we were basically in, my guess is a library, because somebody kept going, shh, 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 okay? And I do not do well with libraries. Libraries is probably like my prison. I could be fine in prison. Prison, I'd be fine in, because there's noise. Libraries, I can't. I can't handle it. It's too quiet. So we're in some sort of library, and we're together, and he goes, he basically wants to have sex, and so he takes me to one of the other, like we try to find like an area near a bookshelf, right, where we could go where it's quiet, but then something comes up, so we have to like do something else. And then I'm like, well, no big deal, I better be ready, you know, hopefully I still look good, you know, hopefully, you know, I shaved this morning, the hair doesn't grow back, you know, that kind of thing, right? Okay, deodorant's still working, I'm good. Then he finishes what he has to do, and he goes, okay, let's go, let's do this. So then we go, and apparently he in this dream has been a partner of mine for a while. So this wasn't like new. It's like I knew exactly what we were going to do, and I was excited about it and whatever. And then something else came up. And so throughout the dream, we were supposed to have sex, and it never happened. And the funny thing is with Viggo Mortensen in my dream, I've never had sex with him. We're just about to. And I talk about dreams. I interpret dreams. We've talked about that a lot on the show. And I'm a little perplexed by this because sex dreams necessarily don't have to signify a sexual attraction to somebody. You know, in fact, you could be really, really attracted to somebody and not have sex with them. That's, you know, and then you could be dreaming about somebody having sex with that you really aren't even interested in. You know, that happens a lot. Like sometimes you'll have a sex dream about a family member or about your boss. One of the most common sex dreams out there is you have a dream about your boss, whether it's a heterosexual or homosexual experience, and people freak out because they're like, well, wait a second, I don't like my boss, I hate my boss. Well, that's why you have sex dreams about them, because there's a very strong emotion you have about this boss, and you end up, when your brain dreams, my guess is the brain dreams because it has all this data, it's trying to figure out what to do with this data, and you have a lot of emotion. And your brain likes to connect emotion and data. And so when you hate something so much, there's some wire gets crossed and you start, like, thinking about sex. And it kind of means it's like a power issue. It's like they have power or you want to gain the power over them. And so maybe your fantasy of gaining your power over your boss, who's, like, really toxic, turns into a possible sex dream. So that's where I think that plays. Most common sex dreams, while we're on the topic, one is sex with your boss. Two is sex with a friend's wife and somebody you're not attracted to. That really freaks you out. Three is then somebody you are attracted to and somebody into. You are into. And then you have sex with them. But that's usually not the top one. But yeah, you can be on top, but that's not, I mean, that's not the top dream, okay? We are not going to talk about the top sex positions in dreams. Oh, well, me, it's missionary. I mean, if I knew any others, right? Maybe I'd be dreaming about it. But that's neither here nor there. And then another very, very common sex dream is a family member. Crazy. Another common sex dream is a random person. A person you have no idea. It's some random person. So those are kind of the most top five sex dreams. Not really rocket science, you know, but I believe that a lot of times the sex dream has nothing to do with sex. It just has to do with either power. It has to do with your insecurity. Like, you know, when you wake up and you're naked, or you don't wake up naked, but in your dream, you're naked. I get that a lot. It's like, you know, or I used to get, I would have like my period, like in front of everybody, right? And like I'd ruin the clothes. I hated those dreams. Those dreams signify an insecurity. You're not confident. Or if that happens and you like don't care and I'm like, yeah, I'm naked, then that means you're very confident. It's actually a good sign. So, but when you're like, oh my gosh, I'm naked, and you wake up going, that was the worst night's sleep, that was the most horrible thing, it's because you have fears. You have fear of being naked, you have fears of your, abilities, your confidence, you might fear you lose your job, something like that. And so sometimes that comes out with the, you know, I'm naked in my dream. Doesn't necessarily have to do with sex. Many times you will have sex, probably down on the list, sex with your spouse in your dream. You know, you love your spouse, you're right? You have sex with your spouse, it's a memory there, that'll come out. That, you know, but unfortunately it's not usually the most common type of dream. So, sex in your dream doesn't necessarily have to mean passion, love, desire. It usually has to do with control, fear, guilt. You know, you might be dreaming about somebody and feel guilty. I have no guilt dreaming about Viggo Mortensen because my husband already knows I got the biggest crush on him. So, I don't know what my dream means. My dream, meaning it never happens, is I might have like a real big moral compass maybe, or I'm so guilty feeling that I keep preventing it from happening in my dream so that I don't sin in my dream. I don't know. I don't know. We need to have Viggo Mortensen on the show. I do need to find his agent. See if we could talk about this. And my first question to him, if he's on the show, is does he ever have a sex dream about me? And he'd be like, who are you? I'm your biggest fan. All right. Does that explain? Did I clarify anything? No. All right. 1-877-DOCTOR. Don't go away.
Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles. My crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
For tuning in, 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason for working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So we haven't heard a lot of Medicare for All right now because one is that's not really what the Democrats want everybody to talk about. Everybody wants to talk about the Democrats want us to talk about the impeachment. The pending impeachment articles of Donald Trump, which, by the way, from what I see with one of the latest polls, Donald Trump is actually leading all the Democratic frontrunners in a poll. There is a poll here from USA Today, Suffolk University poll. It was published today, and the poll of 1,000 registered voters, so it's small, showed Trump beating all five of the Democrats, top White House contenders, by margins ranging from 3 to 10 points. Former Vice President Joe Biden is still performing best against him, but still behind him by 3 percentage points. Trump beat Bernie Sanders by 5, Elizabeth Warren by 8, Mike Bloomberg by 9, and Pete Buttigieg by 10, which is very, very telling. Apparently, USA Today, and again, this came from USA Today. You know, I know we got to be really, really careful with a lot of these polls, but I kind of trust this one. I mean, you know, I understand there's a lot of, you know, bias that can happen with these, but I'm not really surprised because, you know, the economy's strong and people think this impeachment is a little bit more of a witch hunt, you know? Just like a lot of people didn't want Clinton impeached with the whole Monica Lewinsky scandal. They were like, you know, is this really, I mean, this wasn't Watergate, you know? And if you use Watergate as the barometer of, you know, when a president is really overreaching and abusing his power in office, you know, you start to kind of scratch your head with what happened with Trump. Well, some people think it's very serious what Trump did. Others don't. Or with Bill Clinton. So CNN published a poll showing support for impeaching Trump and removing him has dipped 5 points since Representative Adam Schiff's House Intelligence Committee wrapped up hearings. So we've talked about this at length. This is it's you know, politics as usual. It's supposed to be entertaining. It's supposed to be, you know, emotional. You know, wanting people to get out to the polls. See, a lot of what's happening on either side is people are worried that we're not going to have a lot of voters coming out for the Democrats or for the Republicans. They think that, you know, many of the people who are liking the economy but don't want to officially say they voted for Trump, we'll stay home. You have a lot of people that think, well, none of the Democrats are going to win. I'm not really excited about any of the Democratic candidates. They'll stay home. And so there's a chance that this election may have one of the lowest voter turnouts. So there's going to be a lot of, you know, headlines and a lot of discussions and a lot of, you know, passionate pleas for one way or another to try to get people out there. But I'm a doctor. I'm an American citizen. I'm a patient. I want to know what the hell's going on with healthcare. And I kind of want to know where the insurance companies stand on this. So as many of the Democrats are pushing Medicare for all, for those who want it, it's a plan where the government subsidizes an insurance basically an insurance policy. Supposed to be less out of pocket than what you're paying now with private insurance. You're supposed to be able to go to any doctor that takes Medicare. I'm sure there will be some sort of a deductible, some sort of medication deductible as well. And if you don't want Medicare or don't want to buy in for Medicare, you can either buy into it or it'll be free depending on who gets elected. You could always go back to private insurance. Well, you know, and I know that it's almost impossible to compete with the government. And if government is going to try to compete with lower costs for an insurance company, big insurance companies may go under. Not a lot of people are going to be playing a violin for the big insurance companies, but I do not like government-run healthcare. I want private insurance companies to be out there offering plans such that if I do want to get cancer treatment or an MRI and I'm over 60, I'm not going to have to deal with a quote-unquote panel or, you know, some sort of, you know, rules or guidelines that, you know, governments are going to have to put into play. You have a very robust baby boomer generation that's aging, and because they're outliving their heart attacks, we're going to probably be looking at a lot of cancer. We're going to probably be looking at a lot of dementia, Alzheimer's. That costs money. And if Social Security and Medicare already is having fund issues, how is a Medicare for all even going to work? Of course, Bernie Sanders had suggested, you know, a very robust tax plan to solve that. Elizabeth Warren had a lighter tax plan that just didn't really match up to me in terms of numbers. And then I'm not exactly sure what Buttigieg has planned. It's kind of a lot more similar to it's a little bit more moderate. And what Biden wants to do is double down on Obamacare. So we have here, coming out of Fox News, a report or a statement from David Cordani, Cigna CEO. He's not a fan of Medicare for All. He is president of CEO and CEO of Cigna, one of the largest health insurers in the U.S. And he says, we think the best way to give Americans access to affordable, high-quality care is to embrace and further expand public-private partnership, which means the private system working with the government to drive constructive innovation around that. Now, very nice statement, you know, beautiful statement, a lot of, you know, multisyllabic words, very well said. What the hell does that mean? He says, we do not believe a one-size-fits-all financing program like Medicare for All is the solution. I agree with him. He goes, especially when you consider the massive, wonderful diversity of the U.S. population, and importantly, the amazing diversity around how care is actually delivered and care norms that exist across the United States. He says, we agree that affordable health care is critical, choice is mission critical, and expanding what is working in the United States and building on what is working and then driving further innovation, we think that that's it, the important part of the solution set. And what does that mean? He says, we're trying to connect what we call the whole person health, the mind and body, because the psychological and psychosocial needs are connected to the physical needs. But all too often, healthcare systems around the world are disconnecting those. We're seeking to connect them. As you know, 46.6 million adults have mental illness, even more that are unreported. He says, what they are looking for from us were training tools and resources to help their medical professionals, physicians, and nurses become first lines of defense, as they put it, or capable of dealing with base mental health management around stress, depression, loneliness, etc. Cordani says, we think that's great because we can get to better whole person health and better quality of life outcomes. Okay, very nice. I think it's, he then talks about micro community and supporting people mentally and physically. Okay, I would kind of like some hardcore data. I'm exhausted and sick of this whole health insurance talk. Okay, many of you are also sick of it, whether you were pro-Obamacare or against Obamacare. We have high deductibles. We have days to weeks long wait to getting into a doctor. You can't get your brand name medicines anymore. You can't get narcotics anymore. You know, if you want a test, you have to take the test that they suggest, even though you're like, I'm suspicious, I think something's wrong, or I got family history. You can't get antibiotics until you follow certain guidelines. And, you know, unfortunately, some of you need the antibiotics. Many of you don't. So we have a system now where patient, the customer is always right, is gone. Customer satisfaction, not a big priority. And we have a lot of people needing medical care and not enough doctors, not enough resources, not enough money. And the only way around that is to rack up the price. Bring up the deductible. Make it less attractive for people to run to the doctor. So what they do is they wait until they're on death's door and then they come to the doctor. Not the best way. Not the best move. So what should an insurance company do? You have the government threatening to take everything over. And an insurance company, if they could lower their rates, if they could lower their deductibles, they would. I really think they would. They would want to compete. I'm not, again, feeling sorry for them. They're making a crap load of money. But if they have now a new patient that comes on their system with diabetes, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, peripheral vascular disease, they know they're going to be paying up the yin-yang, and there's no way to recoup those monthly benefits. So I'm going to now walk you through what the next 5 years is going to look like in 10 years of healthcare. 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY, don't go away.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The U.S. House Rules Committee meeting at this hour to set procedural guidelines for tomorrow's expected debate over the impeachment of President Trump. Opening the meeting, Massachusetts Democrat Jim McGovern called impeachment unfortunate, but claimed that Trump's actions have prompted the rare action. Meanwhile, on the Senate side, the top Democrat there, Chuck Schumer, says Republicans are afraid that certain witnesses may be called if it reaches the Senate for an impeachment trial. Schumer defending his call to subpoena some current and former White House officials to testify.
The American people have a wisdom that seems to be lacking with some of my colleagues, that a trial without witnesses is not a trial. It's a rush to judgment. It's a sham trial.
Top Senate Republican Mitch McConnell says witnesses are not going to happen. This is USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure, runs in my family on my mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Okay, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So, whether you guys understand what Cigna CEO David Cordotti said or not, I think it was in an interview, on Fox News. The insurance companies are panicking because if Trump doesn't win, and a Democrat such as Bernie Sanders or Elizabeth Warren gets elected, they're in trouble if they push for Medicare for All or enact a public option. I'm not sure what Joe Biden would do. Joe Biden would build on the ACA, but my guess is he's going to have a lot of pressure to expand Medicare. And again, once you expand it and get a lot of people on it, you can't take people off. Just like what happened with Medicaid. When we expanded Medicaid during the ACA, which I was supportive, I thought there would be a sunset, and once people got jobs, they wouldn't be on it. Instead, that didn't happen, and so now we have over 70-some million people on Medicaid, And whenever an administration or a legislator says, okay, now we need to kind of pare that back, you can't. People scream, oh, well, you're going to lose, you know, 30 million Americans are going to lose insurance. So as quickly as possible, all right, if let's say the Democrats gain power, they are going to immediately expand Medicare. They are going to, in one form or another, expand Medicare. Taxes are going to go up. Initially, people are going to be like, this is cool. This is really cool. But they're not going to be able to enact it very quickly and for everybody. They're going to have to do it in steps. If they do go into office and say, all right, everybody can now be on Medicare, it's going to completely sink the system. So it is going to happen, it's going to have to happen in steps if that happens. Insurance companies, however, have a lot of money. They have a lot of weight, and they still have a lot of power in healthcare. And they are going to try to compete with the government in a way that the government can't. So, like, for example, what can the government do right now? Well, they could technically expand Medicare. This is going to be a little bit of a war, okay? Between who can please the patient first. Insurance companies already see the writing on the wall and they go, well, the one thing that Medicare can't do yet, or the government can't do, is provide doctors right then and there, let's say over the phone. Allow you to call in, allow you to be tech, allow you to be on your cell phone and talk to a doctor. So insurance companies have been hiring doctors or contracting out these companies where there's a doctor on the line, a telemedicine company. And what insurance companies have been doing, which and will continue to do, is when you get sick, you will probably within the next 5 years be required to contact your insurance company. That insurance company is going to direct you whether to go to the ER, whether to go to your regular doctor and it could wait, or most likely, go to the telemedicine. You will get connected to a medical provider. It may be a PA, a nurse practitioner, a physician, or a nurse, RN, LPN, MA, and they will give advice based on your issue. From there, they will decide if they could treat it and put an end to it right then and there, or if you need to be transferred someplace else. But what insurance companies are going to do is they're going to try to grab you the second you feel sick. So you are going to be bombarded for the next 5 years with, if you're sick, you call your insurance, whether it's United or Aetna or Cigna. You will have private companies out there. Like, there's that one private company that's trying to give you Viagra. Please be very, very careful. I'm not really exactly sure what they're about, but nobody should be taking Viagra without making sure that their heart has been checked, because if you have blood flow issues to the penis, you probably have blood flow issues to the heart. I'm not worried about you having a heart attack during sex. I'm just worried about you having a heart attack in general. Not from the Viagra, but because if you have erectile dysfunction, that could be a sign of heart disease. So I'm a little nervous about that. But there will be private companies out there competing for your business for those who are uninsured. But those companies are going to be in trouble as you start to go on government insurance. Within the next 5 years, if a Democrat comes into power, you might have access to Medicare. You will have a card or something in your electronic wallet saying you could see a Medicare provider. Well, how many of them are out there? Not enough. I think there's about 1 million Medicare providers, 1.4 million. For a country of 350 million people and rising. Okay, so 1 in 300 sounds good, right? Not entirely. So you're going to try to call, get in. You're not going to be able to get in. The government, then, is going to design a system such that you can, again, talk to somebody on the phone. The government's going to get smart and realize they have to do what the insurance companies do. They're going to want to compete with the insurance companies, and they'll be able to. Government will be able to because they're bigger and they can make the rules. So Medicare is then going to contract out doctors or telemedicine companies, and you will then, with your Medicare insurance, have to, again, go online, go to the phone. talk to a doctor. If that doesn't suffice, you will be given a choice to go and see somebody on your own who has Medicare. You will probably not be encouraged to go to the hospital or an urgent care because of the cost. They might actually have some sort of an agreement that if you, once you had that phone call, chose to go to a higher expensive location, it won't get paid for. Expect this in the next few years. If you were told to call telemedicine and they said, nah, don't go to the ER, urgent care, not, and you go, I need to, I'm going, it will not pay for you. There's going to be some sort of a system set up like that. And the government's going to be able to now control costs a little bit better. But everybody's going to be shunted to a phone or online to a computer. You check in with the computer, tell them your medical issue. You might have to show them your medical issue. I know there's going to be a lot of privacy concerns with that. And then somebody's going to decide what you get in terms of your treatment. Now, we already have telemedicine. Telemedicine is very, very robust. It's not a favorite by many because, again, they aren't being able to get their antibiotics. They can't get stuff for pain. They're not being diagnosed in person. Things may get missed. In terms of access, it's fantastic. But it's not the same. You know, I've tried to console people over the phone and over videos who had mental illness. I'm as effective as I can be, but it's not the same as being there in person and giving them a hug. But again, that's not what the Democrats are looking for. They are looking for a means to say that they gave health care to everybody. And if that means you were able to, by a phone call, get a medical provider, it's a win. Now, what happens if Trump wins? What are the Republicans going to do? Right now, it looks like they couldn't do much. And it's unclear. If Trump does win, what control will he still have in terms of the House, in terms of the Senate? If Trump wins, my guess is he'll still do what he can do successfully in terms of government, in terms of taxes, in terms of interest rates, in terms of national security. I think he got some more money for the border wall. So he'll do what he's successful in. If he can't get a win with health care, the can's just going to be kicked down the road. That will, however, give insurance companies within the next 5 years a mulligan and a chance to then do better. And if the insurance companies can prove that they're making patients happy, that they're offering a cheaper way, and how they're doing that is through telemedicine, okay, you know, we won't even worry about the deductible. Just pay $40 for the visit or $25 for the phone visit. It's convenient, whatever. They may be able to have, with that 5 years, a little bit of a grip to undo some of the ACA damage. But that's what I see in the next 5 years. It's going to be a preponderance of electronic smartphone telephone care. 1-877-DOCTOR.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com. Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdaliah.com. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. That's right, annuity do's and don'ts for baby boomers and annuity rate report, both absolutely free for calling today.
800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. That's 800-932-1789.
Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Dr. Dahlia Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDAHLIA. 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So apparently they're saying California coastal waters are rising in acidity at an alarming rate. They say it's twice as fast as the global average, threatening major fisheries and sounding the alarm that the ocean can absorb only so much of the world's carbon emissions. The new study led by the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration also made an unexpected connection between acidification and a climate cycle known as Pacific Decadal Oscillation. It's the same shifting forces that other scientists say have played a big role in the higher and faster rates of sea level rising that's been hitting California in recent years. They also say, according to the LA Times, that El Nino and La Nina cycles also add stress to these extreme changes in the ocean's chemistry.
They say these findings come at a time when record amount of emissions have already exacerbated the stress on the marine environment. When carbon dioxide mixes with seawater, it undergoes chemical reactions that increase the water's acidity. Now, I am not a huge fan of incorrect science being used for political gains, right? And I'm not sure where I stand on this whole global warming issue, but I can say that, yes, carbon dioxide does increase acidity with the human body. If you, let's say, have trouble breathing and you hold your breath, you become more acidic. You need to blow off the CO2. Or if, let's say, we think you are, let's say we have to control your breathing and you are in sepsis and you are very acidic because of the bacteria and the infection, the acidity can hurt you. So we, rather than slowing down your respiratory rate, may increase your respiratory rate to make sure you blow off that CO2. You know, I mean, we can only do so much, but, you know, mechanically. But I do have to admit that, you know, CO2 or carbon dioxide can increase acidity. But, again, does that mean we need to study cow farts? Do we need to stop eating burgers? I don't know. That I'm not completely sold on with the science. Now, they say across the globe, according to the LA Times, coral reefs are dying, oysters and clams are struggling to build their shells, fish seem to be losing their sense of smell and direction. Harmful algae blooms, they say, are getting more toxic and occurring more frequently. Researchers, they say, are barely keeping up with these new issues while still trying to understand what's happening under the sea. Under the sea. Scientists call it the other major but less talked about CO2 problem. They say the ocean covers more than 70% of the Earth's surface and has long been the unsung hero of climate change, they say. It has absorbed more than a quarter of carbon dioxide released by humans since the Industrial Revolution and about 90% of the resulting heat, helping the air we breathe and the expense of the sea. They say in California's coastal backyard, some of the nation's most economical valuable fisheries are the most vulnerable. They say scientists are worried that the West Coast could face some of the earliest, most severe changes in ocean carbon chemistry. They now are looking at how West Coast waters are acidifying faster, but there was little historical data to turn to. Remember, the industrial age started like 1800s. And people were dumping things in water and dumping things in ocean. And I get we have a higher population than in the 1800s. But, again, it would be very interesting to see some of that data, but we don't have it. So this latest study was published Monday in the journal Nature Geoscience. And they came up with a creative way to confirm these greater rates of acidification. Researchers collected and analyzed a specific type of shell on the seafloor. I know, I have a lisp, and I said that shell on a seafloor. I said that a specific type of shell on the seafloor. And used these data to reconstruct a 100-year history of acidification along the West Coast. So they retroactively came up with a scenario. And according to Emily Osborne, an NOAA researcher and lead author of the study, this is the first time that we have any sort of record that takes it back to the beginning of the last century. Prior to this, we didn't have a time series that was long enough to really reveal the relationship between ocean acidification. So they looked at 2,000 shells of a tiny animal called foraminifera. And every day these shells rain down onto the seafloor and then get covered in sediment. They're about the size of a grain of sand. They're really cute. Scientists took core samples from the Santa Barbara Basin, where the seafloor is relatively undisturbed by worms and bottom-feeding fish, and use these pristine layers of sediment to create a vertical snapshot of the ocean's history. The more acidic the ocean, the more difficult it is for shellfish to build their shells. So using a microscope and other tools, the research team measured the changes in thickness of the shells and were able then to estimate the ocean's acidity level during the years that the foraminifera were alive. So a lot of theorizing and supposition, but not necessarily I can see how mathematically they could create a model. And they say in Santa Barbara, there are beautifully preserved laminated records on the seafloor that allow us to generate these high-resolution reconstructions. And so they concluded that the waters off the California coast had a 0.21 decline in pH, which is significant, over a 100-year period, dating back to 1895. As you know, the lower the pH, the higher the acidity. They say that is more than double the decline, 0.1, that scientists estimate the ocean has experienced on average. From these records, Osborne could see clear changes whenever El Nino or other climate cycles shifted the ocean's chemistry more dramatically. So I think it's kind of similar to, like, in a tree. You know how if you cut a tree, the rings, basically each ring is a year of its age? So I guess they are able to tell by the layers when there was an El Nino or La Nina, and they could look back to, okay, well, in 2017 we had El Nino, that kind of thing. So the data revealed, they said, an unexpected connection to the Pacific Decadal Oscillation, a warming and cooling cycle that involves strong winds that pull warmer surface water on or offshore. They say the swings in upwelling of more nutrient and carbon-rich waters alleviated or amplified the acidification. Now, they go on and talk about carbon dioxide and getting from the atmosphere and absorbed by the surface water. This is where I can interject my knowledge. And again, I majored in bio, minored in chemistry. I'm an MD. I'm not really a climatologist, if that's a word, okay? However, the one thing that I've learned is that the more people you have, the more destruction of nature. Duh. Okay? You're going to chop down trees. You're going to eat more food. You're going to require more food. You're going to have more cars, more need to build a house, break down some trees. All right? If you find a nice piece of land out in the woods, you want to build a cabin, you're going to have to remove some of the trees. So no duh that humans and our population growth is going to affect nature and our beautiful world. So what I would suggest is go with what we do know. Plants take carbon dioxide and make oxygen. Plants also can help relieve a lot of toxins in the air. So then why don't we start planting more? If there is a way to plant more, shall we say, plants in the ocean, we could do that. I mean, we have acres and acres and millions of miles, zillions of miles of ocean. Why don't we then do farms? We have salmon farms and fish farms. We could farm more plants. That's what's so amazing about nature. You grab the seeds, you grab the plant, and you could grow them. We need more plants. We also need to spew less stuff in the air. Whether that means we need to make that a priority over health care, national security, that is to debate between the Republicans and Democrats. But I think there's a lot of things we could start doing to help our air. We don't necessarily have to use false science. We could use the science that we know. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Hi. Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.